Survey said, it's time to go back to the 80s. I'm your WKRP host, Darian. And after this, we're headed back to Monday, March 31st, 1980.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
One day, a crusty old prospector flips for Flo.
Makes me feel like the last drumstick at a board nail's line.
Can Flo handle him? Find out Monday.
It was Monday, the 31st of March, 1980. And on this last day of March in sports news, Larry Holmes TKOs Leroy Jones in 8 for the WBC heavyweight boxing title. Meanwhile, the Commander-in-Chief, President Jimmy Carter, deregulated the banking industry. On the pop charts, Pink Floyd was rocking out with his 4-week number one, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. Meanwhile, on the country charts, Conway Twitty was doing it big with his number one country hit, I'd Love to Lay You Down. That night on television, CBS brought you an all-new WKRP in Cincinnati, followed by an all-new The Stockard Channing Show at 8:30. And that's all for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to have Flo make my favorite dish. And I'll meet you tomorrow for another 80s flashback.